Well, Mark, you're the man who's been there for all those T20 knockout stages with Glamorgan. Back to 2004, a long time back since Glamorgan last made the finals day. How much would it mean to the county to do it again this year?
Yeah, it would be obviously a great achievement to get through the finals day. That's what we sort of set out to do at the start of the competition. You know, we realised we had a pretty strong side, a pretty strong squad. So yeah, we're one step away from doing that now. So big hurdle tomorrow night against Yorkshire.
Back in 2004, did you as players quite realise what a giant T20 would become as a format?
No, not really, no. Big game that this one will be tomorrow. I don't think it was a lot more relaxed, though. It was a competition to go out and try and win. It was a totally different beast then, 2020.
And you only had to play, I think, 5 group games then, compared to 14 this year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had to play 5 games, which if anything was probably a bit harder back then than it is now. You know, you couldn't really afford to lose your form because you'd be out of the competition. So different time then, but good time to still be playing there.
How frustrating is it for Glamorgan not to have been in a final over the years, not to be able to repeat that visit to Edgbaston?
Yeah, we obviously got to the one day final a couple of years back, so that was great. We've fallen at the last hurdle before finals day a few times with quarter finals, so hopefully we'll be looking to change that up tomorrow.
And I suppose you couldn't have come much closer than the Lancashire game a couple of years ago.
No, we messed that one up. No, we played pretty well up there and then just had a really tough end into the game, but you know, that's 2020 cricket. We were very close to being over the line, but it doesn't really count until you get there.
Before that, it was a game up in Durham, which you went down by about 20 runs after, I think the chairman talked you into the quarterfinals on that occasion.
The Yorkshire were involved in that as well, weren't they? They were the side who missed out for us to go through, and I think Azim Rafiq will probably be playing tomorrow. So a bit of history there, but you know, that's all kind of water under the bridge. You know, the side we've got tomorrow, the squad we've got out tomorrow, there's only sort of me and Dean Koska left from those games, really. So totally different squad, totally fresh approach, and we're playing some good cricket. So.
Yeah, what about the balance of this squad? Because you've got an awful lot of bowlers available, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a small squad as it is, so we've been lucky to only have to use a very few players. I think we've probably used less players than anybody else in the competition, which is great. So it's a balance that's worked thus far. We've got a few options available to us, so thankfully I don't have to pick the team, but that's the way it is.
But you do have to play a major part in the batting these days.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. I mean, we've got a pretty strong top order. Obviously, Colin Ingram has been very much been the standout so far. But you know, the likes of Nairn Donald, David Lloyd have been absolutely fantastic as young Welsh players doing their bit as well. So yeah, hopefully I can contribute as well.
And you certainly did down at London Marsh against Middlesex.
Yeah, managed to get a few runs there. That's a few games ago now, so I'll probably hopefully do a few more.
What about the batting lineup that you have? It's maybe not the deepest on the county circuit. Is there a lot of responsibility on the top six?
Oh, no, not really. I mean, we've got Andrew Salter batting at 8, who's a very capable all-rounder. So, I don't think there's any issues with the depth and the batting. I mean, I think the only issue earlier on in the competition was that the guys down the order probably weren't getting enough of a bat, which is tough. But, you know, Andrew Salter showed just a couple of games ago against Somerset where he smashed everywhere, how useful he can be down the order. And, you know, Tim van der Gooden's a decent player as well, coming in at 9. So, you know, we haven't really got too many concerns about the depth of the batting order, and hopefully it'll be the batsmen who do the job.
Let's hope so, and in front of a decent crowd as well. It'll probably be the biggest domestic crowd that you'd have played in front of here in Cardiff.
Yeah, certainly in Cardiff. Yeah, I mean, this is the first probably big game we've had at this ground. We've had a few, as you said, semi-finals, finals, and quarter-finals away from this place. So it'll be good to see this place with as big a crowd in as possible.
Let's hope so, Mark. Thanks very much for your time.
Cheers.
Cheers.